It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
Many of us join a gym in order to live a healthier lifestyle. But ironically, gyms are the havens for germs. They're also a haven for what? Injury. Now, you don't think about it that way. You think about, I'm going to join a gym. I'm going to get in shape. But then you see people sneezing all over the treadmill, or you see someone doing the exercise improperly. So to help navigate us through the gym and to make it a healthier place, we are joined by fitness and wellness expert Laura Fielding. Laura, how are you today?
I'm great, Jay. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today. Our listeners are excited about this segment because you're thinking, when you join a gym, Laura, I'm going in there to get in shape. I'm going in there to feel good about myself. But people never think about actually the germs, the bacteria, and if I'm doing an injury wrong, I could actually put myself in an unsafe position. So, is this a place, the gym, where there's so much bacteria and it's actually a place where people get injured?
Absolutely. I see it all the time. I've actually been on a treadmill or an elliptical, and you'll watch people sweating all over another machine, and they just walk away and don't even wipe it down.
It's amazing. I see that all the time myself. You know, two things that happens on a treadmill. When you're all alone, you jump on that treadmill and like, no one's around me. And then you see someone jump on the treadmill right next to you where the gym is packed with, you know, it's packed with people. And every treadmill, in a sense, is next to you, is not open. They have to go right next to you. And then they start coughing and sneezing and sweating. And then they don't jump off and wipe it off. It's amazing. So if I'm a newbie to the gym, I'm starting off my program. What can people do, or what can you tell my listeners to make their gym experience a healthier one?
Well, Jay, never assume that someone before you has wiped down their machine. I always wipe my machine down before I use it and then again after I use it, because there are people that will just, you know, like you said, sneeze all over it, sweat on it, walk away, and then you're going to get on it and touch those germs. So always wipe it down before you get on it.
And it's amazing. People don't realize that. It's a very good point, Laura. People don't realize that bacteria can live on that for up to 8 hours. And if you sneeze or cough, it could spread up to 8 feet. So here's another thing. Even if you're just going to the gym and you're stretching, and maybe you had a jacket on, you took it off and you unzipped it and put it on the ground, even if you didn't sweat in that jacket, you see a lot of people go home, they hang up the jacket, you gotta wash it, because if you put it on the ground, there's germs. If someone coughed that was around you, 8 feet, there's germs. So it is a haven for bacteria. Now, Laura, you're the fitness expert. I see a lot of people squatting wrong. They're jumping in those machines and their knees are going one way. What are ways that people can stay safe without getting injured?
Oh, that makes me crazy, Jay. I see it all the time. The first thing I would suggest is enlisting a personal trainer. And even if you can't afford it, sometimes when you join a gym, they'll give you one or two sessions for free. Take advantage of that, because a lot of people don't. They're like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm not going to use that. I can do it myself. But, the thing is, you really do need the eyes of an expert to watch how you're doing and making sure everything is being done correctly.
I love that advice. And Lord, I'm sorry to jump in, but I want to say this. You test drive a car because you want to get to know it. You need a personal trainer to test drive your body so you get to know it. Sorry to interrupt, Laura. You go on.
That's okay. Even, another thing, when you're taking group fitness classes, a lot of people go into these classes assuming the instructor knows what they're doing. There are a lot of instructors out there that think that that hour is for them to work out, and, you know, they're getting paid for it as a bonus. What you want to do is look for an instructor that actually walks around the room, corrects form, because if they're not correcting people, I mean, it's rare that you have a room full of people, everyone knowing what they're doing. So you want to find that instructor that's going to walk around and make corrections and give suggestions for better form.
I love your answers, and it's so important, Laura. You're bringing some really important statements, and this is what I have to say. Your body is more important than a car. You go to the automobile dealer, and all of a sudden, you test drive it. You go to the gym, and you just jump on a machine. People just jump into these classes from these Soul Cycles to these Barry boot camps. They just jump in. Sit, get to know, get with a personal trainer. See where you're at before you jump in. And guys and ladies, listen up. Go to a doctor first and go through a physical and make sure that your body is okay. And speaking of bodies okay, this is sort of a segue into that million-dollar question, Laura. If you're sick, should you be working out? And also, it's twofold. At what point, if I have just a little cold or I'm a little fatigued, should I also go and work out? How do you feel about that, Laura?
Well, you know, Jay, I think it depends on the type of sickness you have. Obviously, if you have just a little head cold and you're maybe sniffling a little bit, you can probably work out, but let's say stay out of the gym. You don't want to spread those germs. You could pop in a video. You have one of those J-Core videos, right? They could pop that in. Go for a walk. You can do something at home. I love body weight exercises. You can do a series of push-ups, sit-ups, planks, wall sits. If you're feeling up to it and you really want to work out, do it at home. Try and stay out of the gym without spreading your germs.
It's so true. We live in a society that applauds the workaholic. We live in a society that even if you're sick, you should be going to work and grinding and pounding your body until it's fully exhausted. Now, exhaustion. People don't realize when you're exhausted and when you're fatigued, your body isn't recovering. And sleep is so important. I always say that in every one of my segments, Laura. Sleep is the foundation for health and fitness. If you're exhausted, now it may not be like you're coughing or sneezing. If you're physically exhausted, people always think, oh, I'll wake up if I go to the gym. Is that good? If we're physically exhausted, to jump on a treadmill or to jump into one of these classes?
I'd say rest is more important, but if you absolutely have to work out, maybe you don't want to do a high-intensity workout. Maybe a brisk walk around the block, see how you feel. But I don't think that we should be jumping around like lunatics when we're not feeling well or
it's
when we're
true.
Exhausted.
It is true. I mean, you think about it. If I had a choice, and I always say this to my clients and when I go speak, if I have a choice when I'm so exhausted or go to the gym, I'm actually going to go home and I may stretch for a little bit, but I'm going to go to sleep. Sleep, listeners, it is so important. 6 to 8 hours, you need to be implementing that into your daily routine. That is actually what fitness is all about, Lord. I'm so glad you pointed this all out, because people don't realize that sleep, if you're not getting enough, it can set the fuse, get it off in a sense for making you sick. Any final thoughts, Laura? Anything that you're thinking about like, I really wish I would have said that. If I'm listening to this and I'm coughing as I'm listening, any last thoughts that you want to tell our people?
Just that you should use common sense. Obviously, if you're a mess and you're exhausted and you're not feeling well, use your better judgment. If you think that you should be home, stay home. Take a nap. Then see how you feel. You don't need to push yourself beyond your limits when you're not feeling well, because it's just going to make things worse.
I got a couple more questions. I know that was my last one for the listeners, but I got a couple questions. In terms of nutrition, what are some of the things that we can segue into our diet? And it could be just water. It could be fruit that can help strengthen our immune system to keep us protected from coughing on that machine.
No, definitely some fruits and vegetables. You don't want to be eating, crappy packaged food. You want to give yourself the best nutrition to help that body heal when you're not feeling well. And especially drinking a lot of water, maybe even some tea.
Tea is good. Now, also, too, I have a thing. Whenever I'm feeling pain, if it's some soreness from working out, and I'm holding you on because I got some really good questions for you, Laura. But I always give that 7-day rule. If I feel something for 7 days, I'm going to call a doctor. How do people know when they should stop working out? And this is what I'm talking about, being safe in the gym, and when to call that doctor. Where is that fine line between this is good pain and bad pain?
I think when you're absolutely miserable and if you're someone that works out regularly, if you really can't even manage the workout and you're exhausted and it's been going on for several days, it's definitely time to call the doctor.
Laura, it's great to always get some perfect advice from a fitness guru like yourself. If people want to find out more about you, they want to say, where can Laura's tips be found out? How can people get in contact with you? Where can they find about you? Do you have a Facebook site, a website, Instagram? Where are you located?
I'm on Facebook as Laura Fielding, and I also have a community Facebook page with some fitness, fitness information, local classes and things like that in North Jersey, and that can be found at The Fitness Circle on Facebook.
What's that again?
The Fitness Circle on Facebook.
Now, does that also have your schedule of classes where you teach?
I have all my classes, all the studios I teach at, some great links to some, nice local studios and some other, fitness information.
Well, next time in New Jersey, I will definitely be stopping by your studio, and we definitely got to get you back on the show. Thank you so much, Laura. To learn more about how to stay healthy at the gym, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay tuned.